T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Public art. We're talking about another mural this morning, but it's not just another mural. It's a parking lot mural at Art Park, and the artists are joining me live, Matt Sigourney and Rob Lynch. They call themselves the Solo Roths. Guys, welcome.
Good morning, Susan.
Hey, thanks. How in the world did this come about? Did you guys approach Art Park, or did Art Park say, hey, we need something here? How did it work?
Art Park put out a call for work. It was a public call saying that there was a 400 by 400 square foot parking lot that they wanted something artistic to happen in, and that they knew that it was going to be a collaboration between the lead artists, and we were lucky enough to get selected, the lead artists and Art Park Bridges, which is a kind of a liaison for a couple of groups from the community that we worked with, the Parkinson's Community Group and People, Inc.
Okay. So did you have to come up then with a plan and then show them that, and they said, you're the ones?
We did, but our style is pretty unusual. We improvise. So we were able to show them some previous videos of our work. We always kind of make a time lapse when we make a mural so they can see the process. So it was a little funny. They had to kind of trust that what they were going to end up with was something in line with what we have previously done. But with that being said, the content, the subject matter was going to be a collaborative, a back and forth between Matthew and myself and all the other community groups involved.
Okay. Well, how do you describe it? Matt, have you talked yet? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't hear Matthew.
Okay. Go ahead then, Rob.
It's whimsical. It's playful. It's fun. It's sometimes humorous. Hopefully surprising. Unusual. And filled with love and happiness. We absolutely wanted the community to be able to walk through the lot and just have a smile. And I think that idea was kind of pushed on as we worked and especially saw young children with their families kind of dancing through it and just, filled with joy about, look at this huge ice cream cone or whatever the imagery is that we came up with. There was a lot of happiness.
It's so interesting because, it's on a parking lot. It's not on the side of a building or, on a grain mill or anything like that. It's actually...
Are you still there, Susan? Yeah. I think I lost you for a second. I'm sorry.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. I hear you now. Yep.
Okay.
I heard that you said it's unusual that it's on a parking lot.
Right, and not on the side of a building, or which we're seeing, pretty commonly, or even a grain mill. Right. So how long did it take to do this in this parking lot, 400 by 400?
It was a labor intensive, very very labor intensive process. It took about 2 months. Not working every day though. Definitely giving ourselves some breaks. But when we were there, we were putting in 8-10 hour days. And lucky for us, we had many, many volunteers, friends, former students. We're both art teachers. So former students helped out, and the Parkinson's Community Group helped out, and some staff from Art Park helped out. So it was really a community project. But it took, all of 2 months to get it completed. And it's an interesting thing because we went into it knowing that it's going to take immediately a lot of wear and tear from tires driving over it. And then as soon as the winter hits, right, the ice and snow are going to do their thing, and the snowplow will add its magic to the surface. So we kind of knew it's temporary, or we know it's temporary, but that's also the history of our park. They're famous for having interesting things happen that are meant to be temporary, so that you go check it out now, you know, while you still can.
Well, that's what I was wondering too, because, you know, rain came yesterday, leaves are now falling, snow and ice are coming. How long do you think this will last?
Well, I think it'll certainly be there next year, but I think it'll be degraded. That's just my gut feeling on it. So I think the time to see it is now, before the snow really starts to pile on. It's still in good shape as of now. Of course, there's been a lot of weather already, just rain alone, I'm sure, can get under the surface of the paint and do some damage when cars are driving over. But for the most part, it's pretty durable Sherwin-Williams paint. But the best time to see it in its truest state is now. I think by next year it'll still be there, but it'll be weathered for sure. And then after that, it's up in the air.
Can you cover it at all?
The idea was not to. It was really intended to be temporary.
Okay. Well.
So yeah, the idea was not to fight it and
sure.
Preserve it so much, just to let nature do its thing.
What else have you done? Like, is there anything else that we should be looking to see your work around here in Western New York?
We have a mural up at Children's Hospital. I forget what floor it's on now. They moved it. It was on the fourth floor, and now it's on the, oh boy, is it on the sixth? I forget exactly. There's a mural at a great advertising firm called Crowley Webb and Associates, downtown Buffalo. There's a mural in Rochester at a place called John's Tex-Mex. And we've got a couple other things in the works. And then we kind of get our start working together at the Music is Art Festival. Rob Takeck from the Goo Goo Dolls, fantastic festival to raise money for music and art in schools. And so we've done, I don't know, four murals with those guys as well.
Well, this will certainly get you a lot more attention, right?
It has already done so, yeah. And it's been great. Lots and lots of positive feedback and just a really nice project to be a part of. We were thrilled to get the green light to do it.
Well, it's really cool, and I want to check it out in person. Rob, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much. It's really nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. And Rob Lynch, along with Matt Sigourney, completed the mural at Art Park, a 400-foot by 400-foot mural in a parking lot. They call themselves the Solo Roths, and we'll have more today up at WBEN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.